The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Sunday Independent is reporting that Conor McGregor is planning to challenge the civil verdict that found in favour of Nikita Hand. The verdict, of course, in the words of Judge Alex Owen, the jury conclusively determining that McGregor had raped Miss Hand, and on the basis of that, the finding in her favour, she was awarded €250,000 in damages and in lost wages, plus, of course, there was significant legal fees that were placed upon Mr. McGregor. Apparently now he is seeking to reopen the case. Mark Tighe, the reporter, I should say rather the senior news journalist for the Sunday Independent, has the story. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Anton.
Mark, what's the new evidence that McGregor wants to introduce?
Yeah, so usually when you take a case to the Court of Appeal, it's on a point of law. You know, that's something the judge did, the trial judge did, with an error, a breach of kind of procedures or standing law. And in this case, it's quite unusual that McGregor seeking to introduce new evidence. This is evidence that was not before the three-week jury trial in November. And we've established that the new evidence consists of two people that have come forward, a couple who say that they witnessed, saw or heard a different person other than Conor McGregor assaulting Nikita Hand on that night in December 2018 after Nikita Hand had been partying with her friend Danielle Keighley and Conor McGregor and his friend James Lawrence.
You say that it is unusual for evidence like this to be brought in at the appeals court. What does that mean in terms of legal process now? What will happen?
Yeah, so there's going to be an almighty fight over whether this new evidence that has been brought forward will be admissible. So that's the first kind of hurdle that Conor McGregor will have to overcome. We expect that there will be strong objections from Nikita Hand's side, saying that this case was in the courts for some 5 years before it got on to actually go to trial, and at no stage was any kind of other person suggested as causing the bruises. And this was kind of the key evidence in the case, the physical evidence that showed Nikita Hand had been badly assaulted. You know, she had abrasions, she had extensive bruising. The Gardaí took photographs when she made a complaint to the Gardaí. And, you know, as someone who sat through the whole trial, you could see the jury at many times during the case, you know, flicking through the evidence book, the photo book of Nikita Hand's bruise. It was really the key evidence that helped secure her victory in that civil case. So there will be a big fight over whether that's admissible. So the Court of Appeal has to establish whether this evidence, these affidavits from these two new witnesses, is credible, and why there was such a delay in those people coming forward. So that these are all things that the Court of Appeal will have to examine closely.
And undoubtedly this will be very difficult for Nikita Hand, given that she will have thought, at least would have hoped, that the verdict of the jury in the civil case was the end of it. But the Court of Appeal has said, and Judge Seamus Noonan said, that it was one thing to bring fresh evidence, another to decide whether or not the court would give leave for that evidence to be introduced. If it does, what happens next? If it doesn't, what happens next? What other recourse does Conor McGregor have?
Yeah, well, if it's not allowed, Conor McGregor still has other grounds of appeal. He is taking issue with the charge sheet that was given to the jury. It asked whether Nikita Hand had been assaulted. They wanted to say sexually assaulted, which they thought was a higher bar. They also have issues with the judge's charge, how he summed up the evidence, the kind of weight he put on evidence from Danielle Keighley, who was a work colleague of Ms. Hand, who gave kind of reluctant evidence in the case. But that was described as kind of minimal evidence by Judge Alexander Owen. So even if these new witnesses aren't allowed in as new evidence, there are other grounds of appeal that Conor McGregor is taking, the kind of more traditional legal complaints that he has about the way the case was run.
And do we have any sense of how long the entire process may take?
Well, it's next up on May 3rd. So the Court of Appeal will give directions in terms of exchanging affidavits, timelines. We'll have a better idea there. But this is something that, yeah, as you say, Nikita Hand, you know, when she spoke after the jury award in her favour, she felt vindicated. I think she did hope that would be the end of it, but this will drag on, I think, over the rest of this year before we get a final determination from the Court of Appeal, both on this, you know, new evidence Conor McGregor is trying to use and the wider grounds of appeal that he's taken as well.
Mark, thanks very much for your time this morning. That is Mark Tighe, who is senior news journalist with the Sunday Independent. And that story, if you want more detail, you can read it. Extensive coverage on the front page of the Sunday Independent.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.